you know when the tea tasting's going to be this?
Good question, and I don't know the answer to it. I apologize. I'll try and look it up while the talk is in progress and see if I can locate it. Tonight, I'm very happy to welcome back to Many Rivers Books and Tea, Hale Thatcher. Hale is a Taoist scholar and author of 12 books, including Images of Change, and a book of art and commentary on the I Ching. Tonight, he will give the first reading from his new book of poems, A Poet's Sketchbook. Pete Tomac, is that the pronunciation?
Close enough.
Tomac?
Tomac.
Tomac. That's the third time's the charm. I should have asked before. Sorry about that. Pete Tomac is a musician and songwriter from Seattle, and he will be accompanying Hale on the guitar. This is going to be a reading and music and a kind of a performance. So it will go stretch from beginning to end. Hale will be here afterwards to interact with people, but you know, normally a poetry reading has a kind of people can ask questions after each poem, but this has an arc of a performance, so I thought I would let you guys in on that. Yeah. And both Hale and Pete are members of the music group Ghost Flowers. And so, welcome back, Hale. I appreciate it. And thank you, Pete, for coming tonight. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to hearing you both. Thank you very much for coming to my event.
Begin reading some poems to trees. Oaks. One. Each tree is the sultan of a round kingdom under his hands, where acorns rain like falling stars. The gold nuts crumble underground. A black carpet surrounds the root and feeds the future forest sleeping there. Two. December silhouettes resemble an X-ray, domes of crippled fingers. In March, the limbs rejuvenate. Their leafy sleeves wave like crowds in a carnival. Eucalyptus. Madonnas of the forest, your many arms hug the sun. Your thick trunks are pillars twisting into the sky, bodies of blonde lunar marble. The shoulder of each giantess is cool and serene, a slow glory anchored here through the years. Cypresses. Stargazers, you love the sea cliffs on the edge of the world. Your bent monuments surrender to the fury of the west wind. Beautiful survivors, wild and unruly, the roots crystallize like hooks in stone. ancient families are holding hands in the chapels of the Heartwood. Manzanita. The limbs are smooth as a naked wrist, petite and hard. Your arms are frozen in a gesture of dancers crouching low. Tonight, winds whistle in wiry branches through the strings of a harpsichord. Tomorrow, in the noon heat, crisp red flakes chip off the bough, brittle as a cracker. Cherry trees. Tree nymphs meet in the spring like geishas under a pink tent, waiting for a lover to ravish them. The trees slowly writhe in a mist of sexual pollen. Then the wind undresses them without a word. Kiss by kiss, their petals fall. Spanish limes. Citrus concubine, sultana of Spanish limes, your sour moons grow sweeter each night on the stem. Urges deep inside the stubborn wood slowly mold her essence toward perfection. Arms full of gifts, emerald eggs, an avatar of sorts, seasonal. Her love is simple as a circle. Gifts for everyone, then none. I will relieve her tired arm and pick the moon for my curd, the green juice of her crushed jewelry. Aspens. A blast from the corn trumpet of the sun floods the forest in a yellow corridor. Sometimes the purpose of a life is fulfilled in a moment. Sometimes it takes eternity. Like a millionaire tossing coins, aspen leaves scatter on the ground. Cottonwoods. Shady towers stand in the lowest places, in the hollows that rivers carve, in ravines and creek beds. Even in the August dust, when the valley is dry as a gourd, they drink from artesian springs. Each tree grows a cloud to carry her seeds away. It's snowing on a hot day. The sky is full of cotton. Mountain ash. It grows alone in the cirques, a hermit in the rocky crags. In May, the statue slowly comes alive. Energies dance inside its crooked form. Then frost singes the branch, and red berries wither in October. Arteries shudder in the heartwood, and syrups ooze for hornets on the trunk. The winter snow will put to sleep the thunder in each seed. Soft in the blossom, hard in the core, roots of its soul hold a silent mountain. And I'll read now from the section Flora. Vineyards in moonlight. The sky between storms is paler than its usual indigo. Tight young buds cling to the vine. Too early for their love songs, molting spots on the sparrow's chest. Unborn grapes are moonbathing, transparent on the dry branch. The grape meat will be sweet and the green skin sour. How many nights of moonlight in a glass of Chardonnay? Aloes. Orange tubes release perfume for the needle of a hummingbird. The pregnant sphere of all things sprouts this one, half cactus, half flower. A pure idea growing in matter, succulent. Aloes spin their jade tentacles in the spiral shape of galaxies. Fingernails from the deva's hand move in a dance too slow to see. Spring Melodies. 1. Tulips are poems of color. Their purple trumpets announce no sound, only a vibration, a slow, graceful urge from the earth to flourish and grow. 2. A mother's smile fills the soil. Her fingers unwrap the gifts of spring, kneading the soil with oxygen for a fruitcake around the world. 3. Strawberries. Strawberries arrive like tourists in red vests, plump and sassy, crowds of them from the interior. They push into this world inch by inch from an inner universe. They are the guests of a summer day, lazy yet polite in their rows, sunbathing in the garden. Carnations. Sorrow lives in the eyes of flowers, a sorrow of all fading things, naked in the dark. in flowers so shy, it's startling to sense among their lips of fire a last and most delicious trespass with the sun. Mushroom song. Their fleshy hoods erupt from the soil, umbrellas in miniature, opening quietly, nocturnal over chalk stalks, fragile and erect, columns plunging in a stone hinge for moths. Down the jugular fields, their feelers dig like elves, clawing for room, coiling in loopholes where oak roots snag in the sleep of ages, pressed under the hills, their small gulps of minerals and rain. Overnight, their colonies and domes arise, white as dolls with bald heads, buttons of flesh, rings of them, with coral moon grooves, orgies of them, shy moment blooms in secret under the trees. The vines twist like barbed wire. The thorny matrix makes a safe hotel for sparrows. On each stalk, the spring leaves fold napkins around a cradle of newborn fruit. Sparrows love whispers from the nest, intimate as a tongue in the ear. The berries swell and cluster in a dark firmament. In July, the jewels bleed, and purple juice drips down the stem and stains the soil like wine. Bitterroots. A starving mother's tears fell to earth and gave birth to the bitterroots. Spirit hands formed them underground for food, oracles of her death song shaped by sound. Shriveled and blue, the leaves, her thoughts under snow, clutching in holes of crushed granite, gravel, clay. June, their islands of flame salute the sun, scattered like flute notes on the hills. Their crowns, rosettes of radish and pastel, pink as baby's cheeks, or lavender, tiny starbursts each. Petal wheels unfold from the sand, scallops of ruby and flamingo, auras, harp shells, spiders of light. Tears on earth gave birth to flowers of the bitterroots. Blueberries. They are the pearls of midnight, pearls of indigo and lazuli, Their marbles of shade are secrets hidden from the moon. Of all the things in this world, it is enough to sing about the naked beauty of a blueberry. Tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds roll away without a care, amigos of the wind. Dry, thorny knots surround a globe of emptiness, this perfect shape to frolic in the wind, to float and tumble like the clouds. Their fragile skeletons scatter seeds on the journey, vagabonds of the Badlands. And now for a few poems to birds. Herons. Long ago, the air wished to see itself. So it sculpted the slender obelisks of herons, who stand like wind harps in the lagoon, gentle yogis drowsing on one leg, blending in being empty in the noontide. Under cypresses and oracle oaks they stand, statues gazing into inner space. At dusk, when fog falls moss soft, their white wings melt away in the sky, brush strokes on smoke walls. Shadow hawk. A gray dot in the sky. A bird soaring in a slow, graceful arc through stripes of sunset on the horizon. Effortless and sublime he sails, master of the high winds, aerial tides, a poet of motion. He sails like a thought in the mind, a glider through blue kingdoms of space. The hawk descends now from his spiral throne, gliding down the altitudes, riding the wind's invisible roller coaster. His great wings cut the air like scythes and maneuver him along the edge of the sea cliff with a faint rushing sound. Circling lariat, he drifts down the river, hovering over the first rapids, fish ladders. His shadow on the water below, a floating target. Once, twice, the wings quiver and halt. He hangs in the air, motionless rivet of two worlds. Children of Darkness. By day, they sleep in dripstone caverns, hanging by their claws, moth-like shadows, shriveled and blind. Waking on the edge of night, they unfold like huge nocturnal butterflies in silk chapels in caves of fur. Under the moon they glide, silent and obscure, erratic acrobats, midnight bandoleros. hummingbirds. One. The drunken oozes of manzanita make pearls for a hummingbird. All afternoon he browses in the perfumeries and feasts of vibration. In loops he levitates and dives for love, iridescent jet. Two. In a nest of cattail fluff, spider silk, almond blossoms, the other watches and swoons, snug as a plug on her thimble of eggs. Pelicans. A migration of pelicans, aristocratic drifters, in long lines over the sea. They slide along the crest of the waves without moving a wing, steady as a sculpture. Their plumes reflect the sun. Owls. Hiding in the trees, their huge eyes follow everything. A motion there along the cliff, a rare shade of moonlight on the fern. Owl tones seem to vibrate for hours, each tone obscure as an oboe in a misty hallway. They fly softly because the tips of their wings are fluffy, swooping in the dark in one gesture and one arc of perfect stealth. I pray the angel will be as quick and kind to me. Now a selection from vegetable songs. Cabbages. Queen of vegetables, a bulbous voluptuary whose leafy dollars unpeel in generosity for our health and well-being. Robust as a basketball, a conch shell of nutrition, she is radiant in her green kingdom. She ignores her rivals with a royal disdain, the cantaloupes and watermelons next door. In a legend, they say she married a blade of grass. Carrots. Tangled candles in the soil, candelabras in the night underground. Their roots phosphoresce in a city of steeples inverted. The lamps go out at sunrise when their gentle fangs are pulled from the garden. Asparagus. Delicious threads in a stalk of hazel yarn, the candy of fibers and tendrils. So tight, their petals clinging to the stem, like the arms of a daughter on her father's neck. Celery. There are many straight lines in nature. Crystals, moonbeams, threads in the celery. Celery, a true family, a circle holding to its root. Soft are the cellos in each stalk. Soft are the choirs underground. The thieves of my fingers are walking in the garden, searching for vitality. Their fragile columns crack like twigs. Peas. The green rubber is cool and wet inside. Tear the husk away like a purse of coins and pour the tiny rows into a bowl, a cornucopia of bells. How many epochs did it take to make one berry or one pea? The trapeze of molecules in a seed, galaxies in the night sky. Yams. Knobs, polyps, rusty ornaments, pebbles of starch hiding in the dirt. A dull skin surrounds each one, armor for an orange interior. The pulp is tough as an elbow, yet tender in the oven. It becomes a hot sack of rubies and sugar moss. Corn. Tall girls, awkward and shy. They come in costumes, shaggy with big ears, a tribe of young mothers. Soft as bamboo and hollow inside, their stalks are made of paper. Ripening in a glove of corn silk, their wrists are wrapped like generous packages for our table. The juicy nuggets pop. They stretch in white and yellow rows of fellowship. Kale. This bitter cloth woven of mineral fibers, an elephant ear, a veined tissue. This canvas of pastels and luminescent forms. I clip leaves from the stem with scissors to steam in a lemon sauce. We too will be food for the roots of a tree. Cauliflower. Cauliflower, your silent power is solid and true, a frozen explosion. Snow clouds of calcium organized like knuckles in a fist. Cauliflower, like open hands in prayer, The leaves surrender from your spear of milk quartz, your gift of strength for our bones. Artichokes. The same ropes that pull our planet to its core hold these thorned petals stacked like the tiny spoons of clams. Peel the shells away one by one, castanets of plant muscle. Deep in the heart, tender fruit hides. Radishes. Their spicy marbles crack between my teeth. They are fireworks in a salad. The world is small, a single orb, nearer than a lover's cheek. I'll grow radishes, as many as the stars. And now I'll read a few to the ocean. Sea waves. When blue turns silver on the sea, and herons fly off the rocks at high tide, thundering waves attack the shore, long blue breakers on thorny reefs, herds of white buffalo roaring on and on in the bay. Octopus. Shape shifter, magician of camouflage in a tartan cape of seaweed, transparent spider of fog and cellophane. His many arms are vague, blending with the stones below, his suction cups, carnivorous flowers for the angelfish in a cage of whips. Ever-changing, painting in the wave, he swims away unseen in a mask of mirrors. The primal shape. Waves reveal the frolic of energy. They tell of a wild joy and emotion in the cells of everything. The rhythm of this life is simple. We're born, and then mature, and then return to the sand. Everything behaves like a wave. Driftwood. Far at sea, the shipmast, like a crucifix, shudders under the weight of the wind. The living wood remembers its homeland in the misty watersheds, sanctuaries, rainforests of the continent. Gnarled dynasties of logs lie on the beaches, castaways from the ocean. Many years they traveled to this shore, broken orphans in the waves, scattered here in piles like the pillars of ancient ruins, numerals, mazes of salt, relics of a world that lost them. Driftwood, what legends, what shapes are sleeping unrealized in your inner rooms? Uncarved statues, Madonnas, dreaming monks, they are captives in your heavy grain. Dolphins. Drifting through flowstone grottos, free spirits roam the hemisphere. Their schools roll through the tide in a dolphin ballet, smooth bodies mingling in the current. They graze in gardens and blue savannas, then soar away like birds underwater. Jellyfish. Alien drifters, aquanauts from the deep, they slide out from the waves in a jello envelope. They lie here like dead clouds, prostrate on the shore. Now I'll read a selection from the final chapter in this book, Fauna. Skunks. Friendly as a kitten, a skunk insinuates itself into the neighborhood. Bandit of radishes and garden roots. He is dressed in a shocking coat of black and white design. The insult of his spray can collapse a horse. He struts and prances around, small monarch of the night. Coyotes. A lone voice barks off the foothills, shattering silence in the valley. Other voices, eerie and alien, waver their first notes, howling from the mountain, those crazy laughing girls. Packs of hungry dogs race over the field. They plunder the forest for nuts and seeds, climbing through a leafy ribcage from branch to branch like bankers in gray suits. Famous for their treasures hidden in the holes. A juggler, a chatterbox, these feisty clowns leap through the trees with long tails. Dragonflies. At night, their thin bodies fold up, blending shapes with branches. At noon, the wings seem transparent, and the jeweled stalks of their tails quick as a scorpion. Royal insects, they hover, then shoot away, curious about everything. Friendly comets. turtles. Basking near the pond, drowsing in the ovens of their shells, these strange sculptures are awake. They crawled here through the ages to sunbathe and remember how the stones are full of eyes and all the many days are one. Cougar, a flavor from a dream, arouses the lioness. Shaking her shoulder blades, the cat regains poise. She stretches and stands up in the claw prints of her ancestors. The white panther weaves like a river down a mountain slope. Liquid muscle on the hunt, elusive as an echo, tricky as a vapor, she slips through the trees. The puma is silent by stealth and cunning, unless, like a lightning crack, her screech freezes the world. Fingernails on blackboards. Scowling, they slink away with hurt ears in the alley, genius at laying low. An old memory of meat-hung trees leads the jungle sisters pacing in their veins. Cats, acrobats who pose as friends, prowling the fence in chrome waterfalls of the sun. Afternoons, they nap in corners with a smile. Behind our windows on the flying avenues, they meditate and purr. Over the sirens of our world, their eye rays spread. Tranquil until disturbed, they yawn, electric, and weave away satellites of a distant race. And I'll close with the final poem.